to keep the area calm. Israel wants an end to rocket attacks and arms smuggling. Palestinians want an end to the blockade of Gaza. Mark Levy, Tel Aviv.
11 people, including 7 Venezuelan policemen, have been arrested for vandalizing a synagogue last month. Among the suspects is a policeman who reportedly worked as the personal bodyguard of the synagogue's rabbi for the past 4 years. Anti-Semitic graffiti had been scrawled on the walls and religious objects were damaged and scattered. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
The largest credit card issuer in the U.S. has started charging a $10 per month fee for some of that plastic. J.P. Morgan Chase has announced a $120 per year fee that will be added to credit card accounts that offer low interest rates and where customers haven't made much progress paying off large balances. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is releasing more stringent guidelines in an effort to further reduce children's exposure to lead. Effective tomorrow, February 10th, consumer products aimed at children 12 and under cannot have more than 600 parts per million of lead in any accessible part. Good news for women who have developed breast cancer during or just after pregnancy, Bryant Thomas reports.
Does breast cancer hit pregnant women harder than others in the same age group? A new study at the Anderson Comprehensive Cancer Center in Houston followed just over 100 women spread over more than 30 years, all of whom had cancer either during or just after pregnancy. The results for both recurring cancer and death among this group of women was found to be the same as among women in the same age group who had not become pregnant. It contradicts earlier and smaller studies which showed maternity made things worse. I'm Brian Thomas.
Close to 10 million Americans were victims of identity theft last year to the tune of nearly $48 billion. A Javelin Strategy and Research study says the number of ID fraud victims increased by 22% in 2008. Total losses were up about $3 billion following 3 straight years of decline. The research firm's president says the recession is likely to blame for the increase in this type of crime. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. Well, you'll be glad to know that they're going to get their stimulus bill through. It's just a massive spending bill that is not going to address any of the problems because they don't want to solve the problem. Until we understand that, nothing going on makes sense. The real problem, of course, was the massive home foreclosures. They got $700 billion to address that back in October, October 3rd, and they've steadfastly refused to do anything. Oh, that J.P. Morgan set up a program called Hope America. They were going to help 400,000 homeowners, and so far they've helped 400 and negotiate 400 people renegotiate their loans. In the intervening months, probably at least a 500,000 people have lost their homes, and it's going to get worse because they don't want to solve the problem. If they solved the problem, they wouldn't be able to bring in their new world order. And the whole world economy is collapsing around us. If you go into Japan today, why, of course, their economy is contracting massively. Their exports are down. Their production is down. Certainly, if you go into Spain, they actually 14% unemployment. They're expecting it to be up to 19. Ireland lost 36,500 jobs, equal in monthly loss to about 2.3 million jobs lost in the U.S. proportionally. Certainly, Eastern Europe is imploding. Industrial output fell 27% in the Ukraine, 10% in Russia. Latvia contracted 29% in the fourth quarter. Polish homeowners found out that their home mortgages are monetized in Swiss francs, and their currency has lost half of its value. So their home loans have doubled in value. This is going on all over the world. The whole world economy is collapsing. And certainly here in the United States, where we see unemployment growing, in last month almost 600,000 people lost their jobs. The previous month it was over 500,000. It was over 500,000. I mean, our economy is contracting. And, of course, what are they doing? Are they addressing the problem? Absolutely not. Well, with us this afternoon is Ted Anderson from Genesis Communications. Hi, Ted.
Hey.
How are things looking today?
Oh, I tell you, in the gold and silver business, it's looking
wonderful. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I don't know if you hear me yet,
Ted. I don't know what's going on.
Hang on a second. They'll probably have the right button pushed in a minute.
Okay, well, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I was just about to say, Stan, that, you know, with the economy going where it is, I shouldn't complain. It's just like Christmas all over. Every time Obama opens his mouth and talks about a new stimulus package, I have a whole bunch of new business. Just wanted to say that a whole bunch of new business comes in the door, and the market is just strong as ever. And so in the gold and silver business right now, the biggest problem is supply. I was just talking to another potential dealer that wanted to do some business with me, and he was talking about his supplies that he has, and in the past he was buying a lot of $5 gold pieces, a lot of $10 gold pieces, and this kind of thing. And what had happened is that the supplies had dried out so much that there's so little to choose from. And so the gold and silver market has been just absolutely hot as a pistol.
Well, I'm surprised, because a few months ago, why, there seemed to be a shortage, and I thought things had loosened up and they're beginning to tighten again then.
Yeah, they are tightening, as a matter of fact. I mean, my business, I'm sure that all the other precious metals companies are feeling the same thing. My business is up about 20% from last year. And from the year before that, my business is up closer to 20 times as much as I did the year before that. And so it's still growing. I mean, I've got more business volume this year than I did last year. Plus, also, another thing that's happening, Stan, just to give you a little clue as to how things look out there in the big markets, I mean, I've got the ads that are running on Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and George Norrie and Dr. Laura Schlesinger. And also, I have some others going on in TRN and also Salem Radio Network. People really want to see that book, That Creature from Jekyll Island. They really want to know about the Federal Reserve System. And it's so refreshing, and it has a lot to do with Paulson and Ben Bernanke making deals that, you know, just sold. Everybody knows that first stimulus package was a screw-on to the people. You know, they really put the screws to us. Now this second bailout, I mean, you read it, it just seems like it should be in a comedy more than it should be in something that you'd think for real. Like they're going to fix the economy by building a disc golf, you know, a frisbee golf course. And they're going to build, you know, they're going to build all these different things, and somehow this is supposed to fix the economy, get everybody back to work. It's very similar to what the New Deal was back when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in office. And really, all they're looking to do is they're looking to compound a tremendous amount of debt on the shoulders of the people. And honestly, Stan, you and I both know the reason why the economy is slowing down is because we became too leveraged, we had too much debt, and we no longer could afford the debt, and that's why people started defaulting on their homes and so on and so forth. They couldn't pay the bills no more. And then all of a sudden you get the domino effect. And you were talking earlier about the reason why the elite, so to speak, don't want to fix this problem is because if they truly wanted to fix the problem, they'd have to end central banking. And they don't want to do that. That's the money machine that that feeds their resources, that allows them to go forward. And they, you know, obviously they're not going to touch that one. They're going to leave that one alone. So, you know, literally at this particular time, I don't see any changes or anything that's going to happen other than we're going to have a lot more debt to pay, and we can't afford the debt we already have. So I just don't know how that's going to pull us out of an economic recession or what looks more like a depression now.
Well, I think that people really have to understand that, you know, we didn't have a $700 billion bailout in October 3rd. We had an $850 billion bailout. 150 of that was pork for 55 congressional votes they got. That's about $2.5 billion per congressman per congressional vote. Where did the money come from? They just created it out of nothing. Now, we, of course, have this latest bailout, but people have forgotten that basically, if you read my November letter, you'll find out, using Federal Reserve statistics, they've actually increased last year almost $8 trillion. In other words, this money was lent, given, or promised. And where's the money coming from? Nobody asks. And where's the new $800 billion coming from? Where's the $700 billion coming from? They're going to have to create this money. They're going to have to increase the national debt. It took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt from 1789 until 1980. Since the present time, we're going to actually have to increase the federal debt $2 trillion in this year. They already will acknowledge about $1.3 trillion, but that doesn't take into account this latest bailout. Where's the money coming from? Certainly China can't lend us any money because China is not exporting to us. They don't have that much extra money on hand. Most of their money is already invested. So where's it coming from? Well, it's not coming from Asia. They don't have the money. It's not coming from Saudi Arabia. They don't have the money. So we're going to have to create it. And that's the first step along the way to inflation, which is why, Ted, I think so many people are really looking into gold and silver, because at least they have value. And you inflate the value of the currency, you destroy the value of the currency. And, of course, with that, of course, comes the impoverishment of the people.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to have so many people unemployed, it'll be like German Weimar, more than it will be like our recessions in the past, because they're resorting to creating money. When you hear that the Federal Reserve System is going to be buying U.S. Treasuries, there's a balance sheet here. That just means we're going further into debt to the Fed, and we got to service that interest. It's going to become a bigger problem, and there's going to be a lot more money in the system.
Amen to that. And, Chris, the more money you put out, the less value every dollar you hold has. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they've already tripled the monetary base in the last 4 months, according to Bob Chapman. I believe it's true. Heaven help us, we're going the same way, not in the Weimar Republic, but in Zimbabwe, which is far worse. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 9, 2008. Gold, 896, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $922.28, $461.14 for half, $230.57 for quarter. That's $922.28, $461.14, and $230.57. How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Ted Anderson. And Ted, certainly last week, at the beginning of the week, my gold was up fairly well. It was up around 940. During the week, they took it down to about 918, somewhere in there. This morning, it was less than 900, down around, 894, 896, somewhere in there. Why would gold be going down when, it's very obvious, that we're approaching hyperinflation, which will destroy the value of currency? I would think that people throughout the world, and I'm sure they are, people throughout the world are a lot smarter than the average American, and they're looking to gold and silver as a refuge in times of or uncertain times. Why then, in the face of financial uncertainty and the fact that apparently large sums of gold and silver be bought elsewhere in the world, why is the price going down now?
Well, honestly, nothing goes exactly straight up. We all know that. I mean, it hits a support level when it's coming down, and then it hits a resistance level when it's going up, and it kind of goes, it seesaws back and forth. And when you see it ratcheting up as it's going up and down, that's when you know you're in a bull market. There is obviously a tremendous amount of pressure on gold by the central banks to try to reduce the price, because gold in itself, as it rises in price, is a reflection of how poorly the currencies are doing that they create. So there is definitely manipulation that comes from the central banks. They hold, as a matter of fact, they hold the largest individual holdings of gold in the marketplace. They can actually manipulate the prices downward, and had been when gold was forced down there below that $400 level. That's when GATA got in there and was suing the central banks and also the big mines for conspiring to keep gold prices low. And it was all about lease rates, which is the amount of money that's charged in order to sell gold short into the marketplace. Now, since then, that has all been washed out of the marketplace because all these mines that sold the reserves that were underground short into the future were really stung when the prices went up. Now, you'll see some downward pressure and then you'll see some upward pressure. But one of the things that you had mentioned is that we have this inflationary pressure coming from Washington, D.C. And when I see little dips like this, for instance, right now I'm looking at gold at $896. I'm buying. I mean, I got to tell you, I have probably, I think I have about 1,000 of those francs coming in. I was able to pick up, I can't remember how many sovereigns. We picked up some U.S. silver eagles. We were able to buy some gold eagles. I mean, what I'm doing is I'm looking at it and going, okay, this is another one of those opportunities that's going to allow me to reduce my cost basis on some of these coins I need to buy in order to satisfy the demand that'll come from my customers when the prices go up. Typically, people will buy in greater quantity when prices are rising. It's more exciting, and it's just nature to have it done that way. So what I do is I step back and I go, okay, well, how can I be a little bit more competitive? And the way I do that is I enter into the marketplace and I try to fill my positions during dips like these. And like I said, it's like this ratcheting effect. It goes up and it goes down, it goes up and it goes down. But when it comes down, it typically finds a new higher level than it did last time it came down. And that's exactly what's going on, because I was sitting down there, I remember buying in the high 690s and the low 700s and buying all I could get, and then boom, it ran up over $800 an ounce, and then it ratchet back down to about 760 and then jump up again over $800 an ounce again, then ratchet back down to about 780, and then before you know it, boom, it ratchets up over 900 and now it's coming down to about 890. You know, and it's just this process. It will do that, and you can suspect that you'll see day-to-day trading that happens. I don't get excited about it. I know what I need to do. I know I need to be able to buy as much physical stock as I can get in my hands, because everybody's going to be interested. I can tell you right now, when gold blows through $1,000 an ounce, which is what even Merrill Lynch is saying is going to happen before March or something like that. I mean, it wouldn't take much for that to go because it's so close to it now. People are going to be very interested, and I need to have it at that time, and I need to have it at a competitive price. So if, for those of you who want to be smart about this, buy it now. I'm sorry, you're not going to be in the majority. You'll be in the minority, but everybody's going to turn and look when gold goes up. And at that time, that's when I'm really going to be having problems with the shortages. It's very difficult for me to keep enough supply on hand to be able to deliver quick enough. I mean, I would, if I can get gold into people's hands between 2 and 6 weeks, and sometimes even sooner than that, I'm really thinking I'm doing a great job. It really bothers me when it gets out over past 4. It just drives me nuts. I don't like it when that happens, and I try to pick on things that I can get good supply on. And it's happening across the entire nation. Even Kitco had to put a great big old banner across their website to expect delays in the orders. They still expected their customers would, you know, if they wanted to get out, there would be fees charged, and they had all that, you know, gobbledygook on their website. But I can just tell you that's the market that we're dealing in now. It's almost like there's price fixing. The futures market will come down, and of course, you know, who's going to be buying 4.5 kilo bars or, you know, 14.5 kilo bars? I mean, nobody has that kind of money to trade physicals. I mean, I shouldn't say nobody. There's people that do, but, you know, the majority of the people that I'm dealing with are interested in having something small, portable, something that they can put in their hand. Realistically speaking, $100,000 is a lot of money to a lot of people. You know, it might be $1,000 to $10,000, and they just don't have the resources to go in and buy these huge contracts and take delivery. And the futures market right now is having a lot of trouble because people are just doing that. Most of the contracts during a normal market, not like this one, but during a normal market, most futures contracts expire worthless because they trade from one hand to the next to the next, and the last guy that buys in, he doesn't get that little uptick he's looking for, and he just lets the contract ride out, and it just expires worthless. Where now, people are actually taking physical delivery of it, and the 14.5 kilo bars that they like to trade out there in the futures market are starting to get scarce too. And so now we got a little bit of a situation where they might have a force majeure where, you know, there isn't gold to settle of a long contract or a short one for that matter.
Well, I think that, you know, when everybody is aware of what's going on, it's really got to be too late. This is the time to get in. I'm certainly not selling gold at all. But I think it's a wonderful investment, gold and silver. I think two things people have to do, because I look at everything that's going on. Do I want to invest in treasury bonds? Well, right now they're doing pretty well, but what happens sooner or later? Are they going to destroy the value of our currency? You don't want to be holding bonds, either treasury bonds or municipal bonds or certainly commercial bonds. On large industries, if they're losing money because they're destroying the value of the currency. I think the biggest problem is, Ted, people have always had this idea, as sound as the dollar. Our currency is sound. People throughout the world are flocking to America to buy our T-bills because they're looking. They don't trust their own currencies. But I don't see any reason in the world why they'd want to trust ours, especially when our government and the people who put into power, the people in Zimbabwe, where they have totally destroyed the value of the currency over there. And you have to ask yourself why we've kept Mugabe in power when he has totally destroyed the value of their currency and impoverished the people. We're going to be back in just a moment with Ted Anderson. Maybe he'll give out his website, give out his telephone number, and we'll accept your calls. At 1-800-579-8792. I don't have. Somebody stole my board. 1-800-579-8792 right here at Genesis.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dip rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Network, and our guest is Ted Anderson. Our number, I've got, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Ted, would you like to get your website out? Would you like to?
For sure. I mean, especially if you go to MidasResources.com, which is one of our websites. Obviously, it's the other one's GCNLive.com. But MidasResources.com has this video on the front page that is just perfect for understanding central banking and how money came into existence and how central banks came into existence in the first place. You know, there's so many people out there that can put a couple pieces together, and it's like, well, this makes a little bit of sense, but that don't, and this makes a little bit of sense, and to pull it together into one solid, digestible piece of information. You know, the Creature from Jekyll Island does that, but you and I both know that's 600 and some pages. I mean, it's a chore to try to get it into that one and get it all the way through. But that little video is 47 minutes, and I think it's worth that 47 minutes to watch it. We didn't produce it. It's a video that's up on YouTube. But out of all the videos that are out there, it's an animation. You just, I don't think you can find anything better. You find it on MidasResources.com. You know, that to me is the key factor, and always has been. You know, I've been talking, and so have you, about the monetary system and why it's flawed. I mean, to me, I see it this way. You know, the Federal Reserve System was bound to fail from its very start, and it's doing that right now. I mean, the reason why that is because when you create currency from debt and you put interest on top of it and you force the people that are consuming this currency to have to pay that interest, that means they have to go further into debt to get the next loan and so on and so forth. And at first, when you put the monetary system together, it's workable. It lasts for a little while. And, you know, it takes time for this compounding interest to consume the GDP to the point where there's not enough productivity to cover it. And that's where we're at. We're just at the end of the rope on this thing. It's compounded. It's getting bigger. It's like a snowball rolling down the hill and picking up more inertia and power as it picks up more snow. And there's this balance sheet. I mean, the Fed, as it lends more money to the economy, whether if it comes through their member bank branches or if they use the open market committee to buy U.S. Treasury bonds, that liability, you know, and that interest, we just have to figure out another way in order to take on more debt. We have to sell our children's future out in order for us to service our own debts. And it's just, it's a system that don't work. The United States, you know, was designed to work with a system that once you earn the money, you've created it, you don't have to service debt on it. You know, once you've created something, you've labored, and this is the way it should be, we should have an economic system that's not debt-based. Get rid of that problem, and you won't have this problem. I mean, obviously, the other thing, too, is, I mean, you know, if I know when I was on the show earlier with you, we talked about that monster from Chestnut Street, which was talking about Biddle's Bank, the second national bank of the United States of America, which you can find on the Federal Reserve Bank branch, the state of Minnesota's Federal Reserve Bank branch. That particular article goes into talking about it very explicitly, and I guess what I'm trying to say is that you can't expect that you're going to solve a problem, a debt problem, and that's what we have. We have a debt problem. We have way, way, way too much debt, and the people can't afford to pay for it by creating more debt, and that's what our whole Washington movement's doing right now. This whole bailout thing is, hey, how can we go further into debt to stimulate the economy? Hey, you know, wake up, man. If you're in a hole and every time you try to dig your way out, you just get deeper, the first thing to do is to throw the shovel out of that hole. You know, and the people of the United States aren't getting it. They think that, oh, if we build this nice new building down in Texas and we build these frisbee golf courses and all these different things that, you know, that are in the stimulus package bill, you know, we can pay for all the abortions for all the young girls that need them and all these different things that they have going in there. You know, that's not going to help, because we're just going to go further into debt. Not to mention it's morally wrong, but it's just simply bad business. You cannot solve a deficit problem by creating more debt. And when you hear that U.S., I mean, you're talking about how foreigners right now are buying U.S. government treasuries, and that's why the interest rates are low. And thank God they are, because the dollar would be just worthless by now. We'd have a complete collapse like you're talking about in Zimbabwe already. And I'm sure it's coming, because as soon as the Federal Reserve System comes in and they start printing money to buy treasuries, what do you think these foreigners are going to start thinking about? What, you're just going to be dumping money into this that's created from something from nothing, and that somehow my value, I'm supposed to have value in what I have? You know, obviously it's going to push foreigners away from the U.S. Treasury market. And, you know, it's just going to be, you know, it's like we just continue to think about compounding the problem and never actually attack the problem for what it is. And there's, you know, maybe Ron Paul is about the only one. Dennis Kucinich touched on it. You know, let's get rid of this debt-based system. We shouldn't have a foreigner own our monetary system, or we shouldn't even have domestic individuals own our monetary system. The people of the United States of America should own its monetary system, not some institution. Anyways, I'm going on and on and on. Why don't you go ahead and step in here? I don't know if we have callers or not.
All right, fine. Well, our number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Did you have a telephone number you wanted to put up?
Yeah, sure. If you're interested in taking a look at anything in gold and silver right now, you can reach us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. I'll tell you, those francs that I'm buying in, the 1,000 francs that I'm getting in, they're priced at about where gold is at about 830. And that particular group that's coming in, if I reprice them right now, the francs are currently at 228 in the market. And I currently have them at 217, so that's a pretty big discount. I also have some British sovereigns. You can ask for the 20 and $10 liberties if you prefer the older American gold. We have eagles. I mean, you know, if anybody wants to know more about what's going on at Midas, call us. We're happy to, you know, you don't have to buy something. Oh, by the way, that Creature from Jekyll Island book, like I said, is flying off the shelves too. When I first started selling that book, Ed Griffin was getting, I think it was $19.95 for the book, was the retail price. Since he's raised it to $24, I was putting that silver dollar inside of the cover. That silver dollar at the time when I first came up with this deal was, the silver dollar was trading right around $4.55. It was when silver was down there at about $3 an ounce. And so I came up with this $26.45, and it covered the cost of the book, plus you get the $5 silver piece or the $4 silver piece, and you get postage in there, and I just break even on it. Well, I'm still doing the same deal for $26.45. The silver dollar is now worth about $22. The book's $24. The postage has gone up to $6.50, so I just need to tell you, man, I can't say it enough. You should know about the Federal Reserve System, and you should be able to answer questions from your friends and neighbors when they question you, when they start talking about this economy, man, you want to come up with some good, solid answers and give them some nutritious information, something that's actually going to feed their brain. This stuff that's coming out of Washington, D.C. is such a bunch of hogwash that you'd really, really need to, you know, people, if they understood. I mean, Stan, doesn't ever, I mean, I realize we've come a long ways. You're much further than I, but with the amount of people that understand the system and how it works and are willing to stand up against it, you know, the numbers have grown tremendously, but yet still, I mean, you watch Obama and all these people and you hear the newsreels and it's like they're wondering why the stimulus package can't get passed. And you know, I mean, the Republicans are saying, you know, we can't spend money. We got to cut taxes. The Democrats right now are saying, let's give away the farm. Doesn't matter whichever side we go to. I mean, you got to address the financial system. That's what they got to do.
And you're absolutely right. What you have to understand is with the fractional reserve system allows banks to create money out of nothing. How long can they continue this scam before the whole thing collapses? And I'll tell you, it's on the verge of collapse, and when it does, heaven help us, because they will have destroyed our economy, and that's exactly what they intend to do.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Ted Anderson. We've got Jim calling us from West Virginia. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, and I love all you guys. Seriously, wonderful chorus. Okay, Ted, my parents woke me up about the Fed, false flags, etc. in 65, made me read a whole bunch of real history and real economics, Adam Smith, for example. From history, after a tyrannical government taps out a population's ability to produce tax money, they outright steal property, gold in the 30s, for example. Now it's much worse. They're stealing real estate, beta testing raw property theft, and this has been going on for years. Mainstream won't touch it. Believe me, I know. I've experienced this. Have you heard of the International Property Maintenance Code, Ted?
No, I haven't heard of. Maybe you can email that to me. I don't know. Is there time for that, Stan?
Well, I don't know. Basically, we've got another caller or so, but why don't you just go ahead and email that off to Ted, and we can talk about it some other time, but I'm not acquainted with it.
It should be called the International Property Seizure Code, and it's the second biggest financial scam in the history of the U.S. right out in front of you, plain black and white.
Well, why don't you just email that? Why don't you email it to me at Dr. Stan Radio?
I have emailed you, and they never come back. They're stopping my emails.
Well, just go to Dr. Stan Radio. And just put down, it's on the about the program, and we'll be if I see it, I'll open it. Okay? All right, let's go to Tanya, who's calling us from Texas. Hi, Tanya, how you doing?
I'm fine. I think I've seen that little clip. I'm not sure. Is it called Money is Debt? Is that the clip that you're talking about on the...
Yeah, that's the one I have posted. Yeah, that's the
one. Okay, yeah, you're right. That's incredible. My question is, I have a hard time explaining to people. They say, okay, if we really buy into understanding what you're saying, the fractional reserve system and all that, what do we do if we don't have the Federal Reserve? How do we make it? How do we actually get money? Because if we have X amount of gold, and that's not enough to loan out to everybody anymore, so once we loan it all out, how do we grow if we don't do the fractional reserve method? And I'd like to hear, you know, some solution stuff.
Well, I'll add something in there for that, Stan. I mean, I don't think you can get away from fractional reserve banking because banks will always do that. But fractional reserve banking should be described for what it is. When you make a deposit at the bank, it should be a contract, and you should know that you may or may not be able to draw your money at this particular moment to get it back out of the bank. And you may or may not be able to get the gold that you deposited. If they understood that, if the people understood that going into the deal, they probably would have had a little less trouble knowing that they can't get it back out right now at this particular time. Gold is, when gold is money, gold is earned through the process of mining. When people bring more gold out of the ground, there's more gold available for currency. Silver was the same thing. It's simple. It really keeps prices stable. It doesn't matter if a dollar is worth in the equivalent $100 or a dollar's worth a penny, as long as it doesn't change, it's something that you can rely upon. You're going to have fractional reserve banking. As a matter of fact, I do recommend just Googling the monster from Chestnut Street, and you can see what happened under the second central bank, and they make a pretty good argument for a central bank in there. But the problem is, if you have a central bank and the central bank is lending money, the people that have to service the debt on that money will become the slave to the central bank, and it just shouldn't be that way. It may, if we can't go to a gold standard, well, then let's go to a silver standard. If we can't have a silver standard, fine, then a copper standard. Something that we actually earn by creating, and once it's earned, it's no longer debt. That's my suggestion.
And I think the important thing, the way to answer, let me just answer your question. First of all, the worst thing you can have is a privately owned central bank, because those people control the government. What you need to do is do away with the Fed and establish state banks. Now, there will be banks, and there will be a fractional reserve system, but there has to be gold and silver behind it. And, of course, I said the people say, well, my goodness, if we're going to expand our economy, there's just not enough gold. Well, you increase the price of gold. At one time, gold back in 1930 was $20 an ounce. Today, it is almost $900 an ounce. And, of course, the currency is based upon that gold. So as you expand the price of gold, why, then you expand the amount of money that's out there. But at least you have some sort of a sound basis behind money, so they can't inflate it and destroy it away. And, of course, what you need is both a gold and a silver standard. And for years, they were both precious metals. There was plenty of silver out there, and you had plenty of silver and gold. The one thing is they're looking for an excuse not to have a stable currency system, and you're going to see very, very soon what happens if you don't have it. What we need is to do away with a privately owned central bank, because those people buy and sell our politicians.
Is this show going to be recorded so that I can go back and have someone listen to what you have just said?
You have to ask Ted.
It sure is. It'll be available for download through your iPod at gcnlive.com, or you can come right into our archives and get it as well.
Okay, great, because I need to have a couple people listen to what you just said so I can get them the answer that they've been asking me that I didn't know. So,
happened after Andrew Jackson did away with the Second Bank of the United States, Nicholas Biddle's bank. And they established then state banks, and we functioned very well from 1832 up until 1907, while the banks actually contracted the money supply so they could starve the people. That was, of course, J.P. Morgan, and they clamped down and they took people's farms and homes. But that's because people foolishly let themselves get into debt. The last thing we want to do is encourage people to get into debt to basically hawk the farm with the idea that they're going to make more money, because the bankers are just waiting till enough people get in hawk and there's not enough money out there. And then they put the squeeze on and the people lose their homes and they lose their farms, they lose their industries, they lose their life savings. It's happened over and over again. It's happening right now. Hey, Ted, we're out of time. Thanks so very much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you next month.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Stan. I really appreciate it.
God bless. Okay. Well, that was Ted Anderson. I hope you enjoyed having Ted. Hopefully he's going to be with us the second Monday of every month. And then, of course, we will be having in this next hour Bob Chapman here talking about what's going on financially in the world. You need to get the information. We've got a great talk. I gave it 3 or 4 years ago. It was called the Financial Tsunami. But nothing's changed. There's a syllabus that goes with that. You need to understand everything going on today was anticipated. We have a pamphlet called The History of Money, another little simple pamphlet called The Financial Meltdown. We do carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We carry the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and Fiat Money Inflation in France. You need to get all of those. And, of course, you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, what you need to do, of course, is to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because what everybody has missed is the fact that there really are powerful supernatural forces behind what's going on today. And if you doubt that, we'll be glad if you get any of our other items and you ask for it to send you a copy of something called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It is published by the Luciferians, who will tell you about the plan, the master plan that they're following, and that they have their people planted in financial institutions throughout the world. Why don't other people tell you that? Because they just don't know. And you've got to get the information, and you've got to recognize we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and financial battlefield. And we are not prepared, we are going to be destroyed in the terrible carnage that lies ahead. Certainly you'll want to hear my talk on this, on the forbidden secret and get the syllabus that goes with that. My talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. We've gone through almost 100 copies of the DVD. We ordered them ahead of time of the Eye of the Phoenix, and I think we're down to about 30 right now. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 for the Eye of the Phoenix. And maybe we'll have to raise the price up to the full price if we, when these are gone, we'll just have to see what we can get them for. Certainly, we carry the book, Target Patton, going into the effort to kill General Patton. And they are destroying the lives of our children. If you haven't got our new 4-tape set or 4-CD set on Vaccine Update 2009, and Neil Miller's very easy-to-read books, he's got one called Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? Another one on autism. Then if you really want to get the definitive work with a prologue written by Dr. Blaylock, why, of course, you can get the book, The Vaccine Safety Manual. You can hear the CD of Russell's talk, and that's the talk he gave at our last conference, on vaccines and brain development. We'll have the DVD, hopefully within a few weeks. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Encourage people to listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com. Hear our programs here at Genesis every afternoon. And understand we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.